After is America's most important export. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Laughter is America's most important export. That's a statement made by Walt Disney. So, how is laughter America's most important export? Really, it's not laughter that's being exported. What's being exported is the vehicle to have people laugh. Mickey Mouse and all Mickey Mouse's friends, Goofy, all these characters, and many new ones. Every year new ones are cropping up. Some are taking hold and some are just dropping away after a moment of exposure. But laughter is America's most important export, Disney says. And it will tell you something. It will tell you something. They wanted to build the big Disneyland in France, but because the French attitude of mind, the French way of thinking and the way of living is such as it is, the laughter didn't take. It's not that the program wasn't good. It would have taken in Germany. It would have done well in Switzerland. It would have done well in Italy, but not France. France thinks of themselves on a little different level from all other nations in the world. In fact, it thinks of itself as superior to all the other nations in the world. And because of this superiority, the French people don't really know how to get down and laugh. Really get down and belly laugh and just let go. It's not a matter that it's good or bad to do it. It's just a matter that the ability to laugh, the ability to laugh at yourself especially, is one of the greatest therapeutic conditions in the whole world. The world would enjoy much more health and so forth if they could do it. Well, now, Japan has tried to put on the Walt Disney face, and they've done a fairly decent job, but it hasn't taken off like it could. Japan is too serious a country, and their seriousness makes them want to see what's behind it. However, a new age is dawning in the Asian community, and Walt Disney has come to China. And in China, the activities of showing it on film, the activities of showing it in little people, you know, the Mickey Mouse stuff and so forth, cartoon characters, it has just taken off like wildfire. And the man who is in charge of it, in charge of setting up the whole Walt Disney operation, has now been appointed as the head of the Chinese Walt Disney operation. But it is so desired, it is so harmonious, it is so acceptable that it's going to be a great success, you can be sure. Because it is more harmonious with the childlikeness of the majority of the Chinese people. You see, the Chinese people have the greatest population in the world. They have the most children and the most people, and basically they have this because they are very gentle type people. They're very sensitive, caring type people. They're childlike people, and what an honor to be called a childlike person. Well, as a childlike person, what do? They're interested in things that make them laugh. If we could know, and if we could visit an average, if there's such a thing, an average Chinese home, and we would see how the parents handle the children, and the children handle the parents, and the relatives and the family, and the things that they do, we'd be quite surprised. Because we think here in America that we respect and love our children. We should watch how the Chinese do it. They really respect and love their children. Oh, out of the tremendous population, they have a tremendous number who are making trouble, and just a even more tremendous number of people who are not making trouble and having a great and a very sincere life. Laughter is a tremendous export, and it's the tools for laughter that are the export. The Disney companies are exporting their tools. They're exporting their images, they're exporting their games, they're exporting their rides and all of the fun things, the Magic Kingdom. Now, these are tools. Now, does every American family or any family anywhere in the world have the opportunity to import those tools without having a big Disneyland to put up with? Many do. Homes that buy their children lots of toys are trying to do that thing. But you see, what's missing in France is the playfulness of the people. The playfulness of the people who want to be childlike. In China, the playfulness of the people who want to be childlike is
natural.
That's the right word for it. It's natural. It's natural and it's wonderful. And basically, in America, that same condition exists, where it's natural to be childlike. The difficulty comes in America, as it's happening now in China, is that they have more money and they're buying more toys. And it is not the more toys that make it wonderful. When I read Mark, my son, the stories of Mickey Mouse and Popeye and so forth as a little kid, I was able to put my philosophy in it and my wonderment into it and my joy into it. And he didn't hear the story as it is given usually in the movies. He heard the story as it's given from me, from my point of view. And he liked it, which was very nice. Because we were both childlike. Now, there's one woman who had a right to some cartoon character because some relative died and left it to her. And so she started to stop all the promotion and publication of that cartoon character. I don't recall who it was or what the character was, but she felt that she wanted to stop it from being. It's a joy maker that is there for everybody. When you read Dennis the Menace, what happens to you? You are Dennis the Menace, or you are Mr. Wilson, or you are Dennis's mother or dad, or his friends, or his dog. You know, that's who you are. You assume a role in there, and you cannot put a price on assuming a role. You cannot tell people they cannot assume a role. And you know what they do? The minute you take that role away from them, if someone were to take Dennis the Menace off the market, totally, people would find another one. Mm-hmm. And they would not go back to Dennis. They would not go back to Dennis because somebody else would bridge the gap in there and come out with a character who was more or less sharing the same childishness, childlikeness, and gentleness. It's really quite something. Laughter is America's most important export. The manner in which America exports laughter is not through the objects or not through Disney World or not through any of these things, but it's through the gentleness in which the organization is operated. It's really quite proper that the Disney executives were fighting among themselves about the operation of the organization. And the people of the organization, the presidents and the big wheels and so forth, were, you know, kind of at odds with each other. And if one of the Disney psychologists could have just come up to these organization heads and not told them what to do, but showed them by their doing it how they could be an instrument, you know, how they could be, by their attitude, a game. All they have to do is say, okay, Disney executives, we're going to make cartoon characters out of each one of you. And we're going to tout you off to the world, and how silly and how wonderful and how stupid and how good you are, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, Dennis the Menace is not always good. Sometimes he's a naughty little boy. But both the good and the naughty little boy are very entertaining, because you can see yourself in that person. Now, if they were to make the Disney executives into laughable characters, the whole world would laugh with them and would want Disney characters and Disney promotions in their country. They would do everything they can, because it's like the thing that made Gorbachev such an interesting character, remember him? Mm-hmm. Was his silliness. It's not the things that he did, it's not the manner in which he conducted his country, because it was conducted by the proletariat who were handling that. But him, he was out there pounding his shoe on the table, getting attention. Khrushchev, whatever his name is. These Russians are all wonderful. And they were just having a great time. They were just having a great time. And they were clowns. And they made us laugh at Russia, not at their philosophy, not at their depth of the nation as a nation or as the people, but just that they could be so humorous and so charming in a very interesting way. And this is how we here at the University of Healing, God Unlimited, we too can go around and be humorous. We can go around and teach the philosophy, be yourself and have fun. And as we teach this, we don't have to teach it as some sacred dogma given down from some sacred essence in the sky that's going to make sure that we do it. And if we're naughty or nice, you know, we're okay. But I think this is something very important for us to get this message from Walt Disney and Incorporated. Laughter is America's most important export. And why is it the most important export? Because there's never, never, never enough laughter in the world. And anyone who brings it is good. Even in Las Vegas, they have the raunchy laughter that they say about naughty things they talk about. And people want to laugh. And they find it difficult to laugh at some of the jokes, but they still do. And because they do, the guy gets more money. Whereas if they would laugh at the laughable stuff and not laugh at the other stuff, but they think that people think that they're prudish and they're not harmonious if they don't laugh. And so they think they have to laugh. It's kind of interesting, the world we live in, isn't it? We do all sorts of wonderful things and wonderful programs. But remember, laughter is America's most important export, and certainly Walt Disney and his characters contribute very highly to that and very wonderfully to that. Have a lovely day, and know that as you use your instant inspiration, your instant illumination to open your heart, every door opens before you, because I love you, I love you. I love you.